chapter 11, verse 25. One short little verse, probably a short sermon. Amen. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. If you've never read through the Proverbs before, I would encourage you to do so. There is some great wisdom in there, some great instruction. If we would all live by the Proverbs, we would all be a lot better off. So I encourage you to read through those Proverbs if you've never read them before. But this morning we'll be in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. We'll read the scripture, then we will pray. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and the one who waters will himself be watered. Let's pray. Father God, we come to you today, and I thank you for your good word. And God, we thank you for the blessings that you give to us. And I pray, God, that we would not fail to realize the blessings that we see daily. God, some of them maybe are small and sometimes go unnoticed, and maybe even sometimes, God, there are big things that you bless us with. But God, help us not to ever forget that you are the one who blesses us and provides for us and gives us mercy and takes care of us, dear Lord. So I pray, God, that today that we would all rejoice in your blessing, that we would continue to experience your blessing in our daily life, and God, that it would transform us. It would transform our hearts. It would cause us to be a people who would bless those that we encounter, dear Lord, to share your love and to share your grace and to share your mercy, dear Lord, to maybe give people a little glimpse of hope in this world that needs it. So I pray, God, that in these few minutes, that your Holy Spirit would just speak to each one of us. Take away any fear or pride that's within me, dear Lord, today. I pray that you would free us from the distractions and the worries of the world. And in these few minutes, your Holy Spirit would begin to do a mighty work in our hearts. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a beautiful thing in life when we realize that we are blessed by God. Now, maybe you all realize that today, or maybe you don't. Maybe there are days that we realize it more than others. Maybe you could list a whole list of things this morning that God has blessed you with. Maybe sometimes in the hustle and bustle and the worries of life, we overlook some of God's blessings. But it is a great joy in our life when we realize that there is a God who created us, who takes care of us, who is with us, who leads us, who guides us, and most importantly, who has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross that our sins could be forgiven. That is the greatest blessing we could ever receive, is that we would repent of our sins and follow Jesus Christ. And when we seek God, and when we realize who God is, that God is the God of everything, and that there is no good that comes apart from God, it is a beautiful thing. It is a joy in our life when we take a moment and we begin to pause and we begin to see that we are blessed. Even from the little things that we may take for granted, our air conditioning. What a blessing it is that we can come here today. It's a few of you fanning, I see that, but could be a lot worse. The little things like that that we just become so accustomed to. We have vehicles to drive. That we all are going to eat food today. I hope we are. I think we probably all are. If you're not, let me know. We want to make sure you're going to eat. But I expect we're all going to eat today. Probably three meals and probably a snack in between. I thought about that this morning. I was in my office and I thought, here I got a box of Cheez-Its and a Hershey bar. There's some people in the world that would kill for that. And this is just my snack. This is just between meals when I'm sitting there reading and I'm thinking, I'm hungry, you know? It's the small little things that sometimes we take for granted. And we don't realize how blessed we are. We're blessed that we have parents or grandparents. We're blessed that we have spouses. We're blessed that we have children. We're really blessed when we have grandchildren. There are lots of blessings that God brings in our life, and that brings us a lot of joy. And if you haven't stopped to count your blessings lately, then maybe this afternoon you should. Because in the midst of our world that comes with stress and pain and heartache and depression and all that comes with it, there is great joy when we pause for a moment and realize that God has blessed us. I'll tell you a great blessing that I'm thankful for is this church. It is a blessing to be part of Enterprise Baptist Church. Amen. It is a blessing to know you people. It is a blessing to serve alongside you people. It is a blessing for us together to serve the Lord. God has been good to us. Amen. And God loves us, and that is evident in the hearts of the people who are here. And there is great joy that comes in the blessings of the Lord. But what do we do with those blessings? Do we bless those that we encounter? When we go out into the world, if we are God's people and we've experienced the joy of being blessed, then are we blessing those that we encounter? We should be. The scripture here says, whoever brings blessing will be enriched. Now, perhaps on some level it's speaking of material gain that God blesses us with, and certainly sometimes He does. Certainly God blesses us with material gain, and sometimes even great riches God blesses us with, and so be it, should that be God's will in our life. But I think the real blessing that we receive when we serve the Lord and we love others, the real blessing that we receive is in the joy of doing it. Jesus is quoted as saying in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, it is better to give than to receive. Now, I suspect sometimes maybe our heart is not right. And maybe we are tempted to think, well, I want to give to somebody else because I want God to give back to me tenfold. And our motivation maybe sometimes for our generosity or our blessings toward others is not from a right spot. But when we do the Lord's will and we do the Lord's work and we begin to bless others in our life in whatever means we may be able to, the real joy comes from not what we get in return necessarily, not in a materialistic way, but the real joy comes from knowing that we have done the right thing. And oftentimes the real joy comes from seeing the person that you have helped. Now, I'm going to tell you guys, you know this because you all live in the world, you watch the news. Our world is in a bad shape. Sometimes I really begin to question humanity. I see people do some things and I think, I don't have a lot of hope for humanity. People do some stupid stuff. People do some evil stuff. And sometimes I wonder, what is the future going to hold for humanity? But then I'm reminded of God. And God is good. And God can change hearts. And God can change people. And you know what? There may be more good people in this world than you realize. God may be working more than you realize. And our world can be so overwhelming and depressing. But it's always a beautiful thing when you see someone who is a blessing to someone else or who is generous to someone else. You know, sometimes I'll go eat breakfast, and maybe you've had this experience before. And I went just Saturday morning. I went to eat breakfast Friday morning. And I was in line, and there's a guy that went in before me, and he was ordering, and he got through ordering, and he said, and I want to pay for his too. I didn't do nothing to deserve this guy to pay for my breakfast. And little things like that happen sometimes. People will do the littlest things for you that are so insignificant. A $4 biscuit. Not really too much. But when people do those things in my life, and maybe in your life too, it renews my hope for humanity. It brings me a little joy. that someone was generous enough and that cared enough to bless me. I'm certainly not deserving of it. Sometimes I wonder why God even blesses me so much. There are certainly far more people in this world that are deserving of blessings than myself. But yet God is so good that He continues to bless us in spite of us. And so I see the things that people do. Sometimes they're the smallest things that you could ever imagine. Sometimes it's when I go to the dollar store and the lady behind the counter speaks and smiles and says, "How are you doing today? You having a good day?" I'm shocked. You know why I'm shocked? Because most of them don't even look up. They don't even pay you no attention. You ask them a question, they just kind of grunt. You know what I mean? It's like you don't even know they're there, you know? And sometimes I think, man, this world's in a bad place. But then the smallest little thing, just someone speaking to you, it renews my hope. And I think, man, I'm glad to see there's somebody that cares about their job and that cares about other people. And so maybe it's the little things in our life that we can do to other people. Maybe we can be a little bit of hope to the people that we encounter. Maybe there are ways that we can bless others today. Maybe there are ways that we can help enrich the lives of others today. If we've experienced the love of God through Jesus Christ, if we've experienced the hope through Jesus Christ, if we've experienced blessing through Jesus Christ, then we need to be those who are going into this world and who are blessing others, not for some materialistic gain that we can get in return, but because it's the right thing to do. And you may discover in your life, if you're not serving God and blessing others, you may discover that you are missing a lot of blessing in your life. Because there is nothing greater than taking a little bit of your time and a little bit of your money and caring about someone just a little bit. There's nothing better than doing that and seeing that you bring a little bit of hope to somebody's life. Now, there are a lot of ways, perhaps, that we could be generous. Maybe we could be generous financially. Maybe God's blessed you and you're doing good. Maybe you could afford to buy that biscuit for that person behind you in line next time you go through line. It might change their day. You ever had something like that happen to you before? You're just having the worst day ever, and somebody does the least little thing, and it instantly changes your attitude. Maybe in the way that you interact with other people. Maybe if the girl behind the counter at the dollar store speaking to you makes your day better, well, maybe if you spoke to her, it would make her day better. Maybe nobody speaks to her and asks her how her day is. Maybe you see the same person every time you go to the grocery store. Here's something cool. Maybe you could learn their name. When you go in there, say, "Hey, Susie, how you doing today?" Those things make a difference. It takes us very little effort to do those things, but those things begin to make a difference in people's lives. If you know somebody that's struggling, wondering where their next meal will come from or how they'll pay the light bill, you say, I could pay a couple $100. I could help them out. It might not even be that much to you, but it may change their life. The little ways in which we can be generous and we can bless others may change their life. Because people don't see that in the world today. You see the evil. And there's plenty of good out there. I'm not saying there's not. But that's what our world needs to see, is the love of Jesus Christ and the generosity of Jesus Christ that comes in us and overflows through us to those that we encounter. We want our world to change. Maybe God's going to send a great revival, and maybe there's going to be some wonderful, magnificent event that's going to just shake up everybody at once. But then again, maybe God just wants to use you to be generous to somebody else. Maybe God wants to use you to just go love on somebody else. We can be generous with our money, but we can also be generous with our time. I say this all the time, and I'll say it again, because you need to do this, church, brother and sister in Christ. There is no greater blessing to me. You might not agree, but try it. Let me know. There is no greater blessing than when you go see someone who is sick, who is bedridden, who cannot leave their house, who has no company. There is no greater blessing than to go and to sit down and to visit with someone. It ain't about what you talk about. It's just about going to see them. And you got people right now, you're thinking about somebody's name and you thought, yeah, I need to go see that person. And you've been thinking about that for 5 years. You know, I should go see that person. Well, yeah, you should. You should. You should go see them this afternoon. You know what I hear when I go visit a lot of people? A lot of them are older. And I hear this all the time. They say, you know, people used to go visit each other. They don't anymore. I don't know why, but you should. But you should go visit each other. And you can go see the people you see all the time. You can see the people you see here on Sunday. And that's all well and good. But you need to go see the people that everybody's forgotten about, that have fallen through the cracks. And I've told you guys this a lot. And I'm going to keep telling you, because this is a way in which we can minister to these people. And love on these people. And let them know that they're not forgotten. And you know what that brings in their life? It brings hope. That's what they need. That's what we need. That's what our world needs. And I believe when we bless others and people see our generosity, we don't do it for us. We don't do it so we can say, I paid somebody's light bill, or I went to visit 17 people this week. We don't do it for us. We do it because it's the love of God that's in us. And that comes with great blessing to the person that you minister to. And it might even bring more blessing to you than it brings to them. So perhaps in our world that is dark and is dying, maybe one of the easiest ways that we can begin to bring hope into our world today is just by being kind to people, being generous to people, being compassionate to people, just talking to somebody, just saying hey to somebody. You know, you go up there and you're pumping gas, you know, and you're looking straight ahead. You're like, I'm going to watch this little screen because there's this person here and I don't want to look at them. I might accidentally make eye contact and then they'll speak, or I'll have to speak, so I'm just going to look here and just pretend like I'm busy. Well, maybe next time you get gas, you just look over across the thing and you say, hey man, how are you doing today? That might blow somebody's mind. It's the little things that I think renew hope for humanity. Humanity's not that bad. I mean, sin is pretty bad, and it's always been bad, but as long as there are human beings, as long as God is at work, and He will continually be at work, there is hope for us. And the Bible calls us to be servants. It calls us to serve one another. And here in this proverb, it talks about blessing. It talks about generosity. Now, I would hope that everybody in here has experienced the blessing of God in some way, and I suspect you could all give me at least one thing. But more importantly, I hope that you've experienced the blessing of forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. That's what changes our heart. That's what changes our attitude. That's what guides us and motivates us to go and do the little things. So ask God to show you those little things this week. Ways in which you can be generous. And when God shows you those ways, you go and you do it. You don't make excuses. You can make excuses from now till you die and miss the opportunities that God has given you to be generous and to bless those around you. So ask God to help you see, because sometimes we don't see. Sometimes we're so selfish and we're so focused on things in our own life. Sometimes we just fail to miss the simple things. But never take the little things for granted. Because the way you speak to someone, the meal you buy for someone, the visit that you pay to someone, the card that you mail to someone, are things that, quite frankly, will take very little effort on your part, but they may change the life of somebody you encounter. When people know that you love them, it makes a difference. When people know that you care about them, it makes a difference. And when people know that you care about them and you love them, they listen to what you have to say. And when you show them the love of God, when you show them the love of Jesus Christ, you can share with them the love of Jesus Christ. And they will listen. But they won't have to listen to your words because they would have already seen it in your actions. And that generosity and that blessing that you bring to others that you encounter, it may very well change the world. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your good word. We thank you for the many blessings you give us. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for loving us when we are unlovable. We thank you for the joy that we receive through your words. We thank you for the joy that we receive through the blessings that we have through you, the blessing of your presence, the blessing of your love, the blessing of your grace, the blessing of your forgiveness, dear Lord. And God, that gives us who are in Christ hope. And so I pray, dear Lord, in our hope and what we are blessed with, God, that we would be faithful to bless those we encounter. That you would help us, dear Lord, to see areas in our life that we could be generous in ways that we could be a blessing to others, ways that we may not even realize, dear Lord. We often don't even realize the impact that the things that we do will have on people, dear Lord. So I pray that you would help us to see those opportunities in which you want us to serve. I pray, God, that you would help us to be a blessing, to help us to be generous to those we encounter. God, maybe there is one today that we need to go visit. Help us to go love on them, dear Lord. Maybe there are some today we can help financially. Maybe there's a little act of kindness, dear Lord. Maybe it's speaking a kind word, God. Whatever it may be, God, I pray that you would help us to see those opportunities in which your generosity can overflow through us and let that overflow this week. And I pray, dear Lord, that through the actions we do, we never do it for our glory, but only for your glory, only for your kingdom. And I pray, dear Lord, that the world will see the hope of Jesus Christ through the love that overflows through us. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.